you know, the simulation always deceive us because we always have blind angles, and it might take a while, like a few, a day, 2 days, a week, 2 weeks. With some people, the more psychic they are, it's gonna be taking time. But yes, I agree that at some point, the truth's gonna reveal, you know.
Yeah, for me, it's in the little details usually what I notice. And then if you like follow that detail deeper and deeper and deeper, then the true issue is revealed, what's really wrong, you know, like.
I think you can definitely get warning during your dream. There is a little bit of everything. There is sometimes there is seeded dreams that are trying to influence you. Sometimes there is deception, manipulation happening in the dream. Sometimes there is people appearing to be someone but are someone else in the dream. So there, sometimes you get help. Yeah. I like my peace of mind. I already have to deal with a lot of things in my life that I'm not going to engage in petty drama. You know?
I understand what you're talking about. Yeah. You know, when you communicate with person, everything is good. It doesn't mean anything, you know? You truly get to know the person when you, you know, communicate that there is some kind of problem. And then how they react, like, do they accept it or do they start charging you? Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah.
Just, I don't really mind. Like, yeah, whoever needs any space, please go get your space, you know? And like, I wouldn't make any issue out of it, because even if everything gets canceled, I'm still okay on my own in my room, just sitting by myself and contemplating. So some people really get mad when you cancel something, or yeah, so attached that this has, you know, to happen. Of course, if you're dedicating yourself to a project, of course I also would keep my commitment to attend, you know.
Oh, that's like, because that's a red flag, because if they already don't get the basic, how are they gonna get the more subtle things, you know? That's like, for me, that's a basic, like.
Okay, you're right.
So, you know, and then you get interference and things trying to separate you and things getting twisted and distorted. So if you already are crossing boundaries when there is, when everything is kind of calm, I don't see it going. This energy comes from inside of us, and we have to go and take it from the deep, you know, and put it. And the important is that it's happening, you know.
We should just do it for ourselves, because we want not to help anyone, because most of people, you cannot control what they're into and who they are. And so as long as you are fulfilled, as you did what you wanted to do, right?
Yes, I think so.
I try to do it for other people, because, you know, if I already have it, I'm already okay. So, you know, I cannot say I do it for myself, because I can just meditate by myself and not share it, and I will have it.
Yeah, but there is a quality to teaching too, right? You're a different person when you're teaching than when you're meditating on your own. It's a different thing. It's a legacy, right?
It's a different kind of practice.
It's like the next step, you know. First you practice, then you learn on your own, and then you transmit, like you share. You share deprogramming material, right? Or healing material, so other can benefit too. But it's very tricky here, because the matrix, you know.
Yeah, I'm also going to go back to thinking about which messages I want to communicate, because these 2 weeks I was like gone. It's like, you know, traveling in other reality, like not as high reality as I'm normally in. And now, like, Yeah, that's what eclipses do. You see, they put you one level down or one level up. So it seems like this one put me one level down, but now I need to go maybe even one level up than before. Maybe, mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but maybe that's the secret plan. To first you need to go down before you can go really up. Yeah.
I think you always learn from, you know, what you don't want anymore, you know, what doesn't work for you. And you know, what used to work for you like 1 year ago doesn't work for you now, you know, it's a rebalancing. Mm-hmm. But it's hard work to kind of voice and respect also when you know what are your boundaries. You know, it's always so easy to let people more space than you actually want to give them or are able to give them.
Yeah. The way they are now, I can give it for 2 weeks, but not continuously all my life long, you know. And then they would have to change, but they don't want to change, of course. They get.
Yeah. So you have to change your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could rent their own accommodation. It would already be different, but of course they're gonna be offended how you interact with them, you know, like how much, how often, you know. For example, for me, I know that I need alone time in a day, you know, preferably a little bit in the morning and in the evening also. And
yeah, me too. Yeah,
I see it a little bit differently, where, you know, I see it like a distraction that is sent by the dark force.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because the program, because the program want to extract energy from you, and it, for that it needs agents, you know, it needs people who can interact with you and then engage your energy, you know, your heart energy, your guilt energy, whatever it is, you know, your joy energy. But this engagement going on. And then this whole reality extracted from the real people like you and me, because we have like an infinite amount of energy available.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Because some of my deeper wounds got really triggered, like by some phrases just thrown without thinking my way, you know? But I'm glad, because now I see there, mm-hmm. I need to work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like such things like, I shouldn't have come here, or you're always like that, or, you know, like these things, so if you shouldn't have come, then don't come, you know?
And we all have them in our families, because I understood the mechanism out of it. So because I don't believe in it, it doesn't hurt me anymore. You know, it doesn't work. But mm-hmm. when I believe in it, it creates this, it is hurt, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think most pain is comes from programming and illusion. And if we break free from the programming, then we are free from the pain. That's what I've noticed, mm-hmm. a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like guilt is a big one too, you know, like, but usually it works because we think people are a certain way, or we think they are like us, when in fact they are like,
yeah.
And it's not satisfactory in the exchange, because they cannot go beyond, they're really boxed. So
mm-hmm. and you have your own mission. If you get engaged with those people, you're gonna leave not your mission. I know how it goes. When I am with some wrong guy or wrong boyfriend, I spent quite a few years of my life with such people, I wasn't living my path or my mission. As soon as I got free of them, I felt like, okay, so first I was heartbroken, then I felt, oh good, so now my path is really pure, because, you know, every day I was engaged with them and disturbed, and I couldn't focus on what I'm supposed to be doing here.
I can relate to that. What a distraction it is. Yeah. Huge distraction.
Yeah. Yeah, like no matter, like the deeper I go to find the beauty inside, the subtle beauty, the more I feel like some forces try to really make sure I will engage into some really low level energy in this worldly scene that totally disturbed.
Yes, and they often target your self-esteem, right? You know?
Yeah.
Like through these little remarks. But, you know, when you see that they are really purely running their own programming and that, you know, they lack empathy, they are triggered to say things, or they are selfish when they are saying certain things, then, you know, if you see clearly the mechanics of how it works, then, you know, you can be free of the emotional pain that they are projecting to trigger like low frequency thing in your field, yeah. You know, hurt and guilt and, you know, just anger, anything is food, you know?
Yeah, so I can just watch, sometimes feel sad that it is what it is.
Yes.
I wish it was different, but yeah.
Yes, it's the grieving process to awaken, right? And to see through the layers, you know, of this simulation system we are in, and that reality is not what we think it is. And, you know, sometimes the program sends us something and we really want to believe in the goodness of it, but a great percentage of the time it reveals that it is to corrupt, to access, to assault us, or energy, or
to distort, yeah, to make sure you're constantly distorted, you know, like still, you know, it's like raised a lot from the bottom.
But we have a huge attachment to these beings, you know. I had and I have still in my life huge attachment to people who abuse me, or who couldn't go over their own programming, right? Or to some of my past abuser. It's a form of toxic attachment that is really hard to deprogram from. You know, it can even come and haunt you, like, oh, like seeing the good side of people and forgetting about all the things they cannot do, right? And because also of the emptiness, because there is not a lot of real thing in our life, and even the real are busy, you know, they have their own life, they have their own programming. So sometimes it's the emptiness, and it's easy also to exchange with these people who abuse us, because it runs our dopamine circuits, right? It's like a roller coaster, so we feel alive. It's addictive to, you know, it's the love drug or the drama is intense, right? And then, because when you're alone with yourself, then you have to do that grieving process, right? You have to connect with that sadness. You have to connect with how empty it feels. And then you have to kind of say, okay, I'm gonna take it from the deep within of me and try again. But
I knew this cannot be my life. It's just temporarily, like a vacation, you know, from work. But actually, how I want to live is how it was before. And it's like also kind of triggers my feeling of guilt. Maybe I'm not a good to think that way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guilt is such a huge programming. Mm-hmm. And then we allow people to cross our boundary because we think we're not a good person. We think we're not good mm-hmm. enough. We think we're not kind.
Yeah.
It's all lies though, but I know it's a huge programming.
Exactly. By making us feel bad about ourselves, they ensure, not only family, but also at work, everywhere, those people ensure that we are not going to set the boundary because we're going to feel we're not worth it anyway, what we're getting, you know, like the boss telling you, well, what's in your contract is just minimum what you should do. So you have to stay longer. Yeah, you have to overwork because, you know, that's normal. And you feel like, well, you know, I'm not so fast and they tell me I'm slow, so I should stay 2 hours longer just to compensate because I'm not good enough, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, because the matrix would like us to work for free, to give all our codes like that for free, and then you have to kind of put boundaries, and the more you put boundaries, you know, the more it changed the proposition, right? Now,
yeah,
knowing that it's never going to be perfect, and every time you go outside, you know, you get access to some degree, you know, you're going to interact with a lot of simulation. That is why this reality is the way it is because 95% of what is out there is simulation. So of course it's never going to be the reality we can create when we spirited beings are together, right? But you have power into manifesting like an upgrade, you know.
Much for people. No matter how hard you work for them, they only notice what you haven't done, and they make you feel like shit for all your hard work you did the day before. You know, when you enter your workplace in the morning and you hear you haven't done that yesterday. And I felt always like, what about all the other hundreds of things I have done, you know, quite perfectly,
mm-hmm.
better than the rest? Why don't you mention that first, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be ever in such situation again with people.
Right, but these are also abuser and controlling people who have no sensitivity in the way they communicate, right? So they sort of abuse you, you know, it's to trigger you, you know, it's meant to trigger. Now, there are environments that are not so abusive, right?
Yeah.
And then in the long run, you create your own business from your gift, you know, from your own creation, and step by step, you know, like the next 5 to 10 years, right?
I have a promise in my chart to have success, but in the second part of life. Yeah, you too. Yeah, your job is actually connected to your inspiration, because Jupiter rules your 10th house of work, and Jupiter is in the 9th house of inspiration. So for you, it's a good combination, actually. Mm-hmm. Your work is connected to your inspiration, right?
Yeah, it's always been, you know, I never did a work that I didn't like, you know. I mean, there was abuser. Yes, there was a lot of abusers and simulation people, but I kind of chose, you know, different sectors that were of my interest. And then I learned things there. Then I move on to other jobs, but there were abuser everywhere, you know, abusive bosses or moody. But at the same time, I didn't get so entangled with them. Well, that's not true with some of them, but then I realized that they were, most of them, like none of them were real, right? Mm-hmm. Yesterday I went to like a dinner with my colleagues or things like that, and I looked everyone and I was like, they all from the simulation. I couldn't find one real person. Maybe one I wasn't sure, you know, could be, but I think he's more like a complex AI being, smart and interesting, but still not real. And I had the chance to look at his eye, actually, to look at his blue eyes, and his eyes were kind of beautiful, but they also felt very AI when I kind of thought about it again, you know. And the impression I have today once is that I was feeling a bit drained, a bit depressed, and I wasn't feeling inspired, you know, by the meeting. And also I had to grieve, you know, like, because maybe 3 years ago I felt inspired in the same context, but now I just have to grieve what I can see with my eye and what I can feel with my body, you know, in the interaction we're having. There are the words, and you know, everybody's kind, you know, but it doesn't go beyond the 3D, as you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, that grief. I had to grieve yesterday. This defensive or wounded version of her who would react not loving to something. I was not recognizing my intention, you know? Like, to, it was really nonsense. Like, I was alone and just this realization of powerlessness to, you know, people who are really dear to you, but you see there is nothing you can do to help them, to change them, to make it satisfying for you to interact with them in the way you need, you know, like connection you need to have with those people, like your mom, you know, it's very important in Vedic astrology for emotional health. So healing your connection with your mom, even if mom is not here anymore, you still have connection with her, yeah? And healing that connection for yourself somehow is very important for emotional health. So I was trying to do it. Oh my God, this is going totally wrong, you know? Such kind of situations, like you offer the juice to the person. And
yeah, it totally go wrong. And then you're like, how did that happen? How did it slip away like this?
Yeah. You're trying to do something for people you love that, you know, you wouldn't even maybe do for yourself with so much care.
Yeah.
And they see it totally reversed.
Yeah, don't you think that's exactly that like but we need to learn to do it for ourselves and to redirect the attention because it's sometimes so easy to do things for others, but it's also a distraction from taking good care of ourselves, you know. Sometimes we don't have the energy to prepare the juice for ourselves, right? And somehow there is a programming that kind of get triggered and we can do it for others, but it's hard work if you want to redirect this energy to the silence, the emptiness, and where it's really needed, right? Well, that happens when people get triggered, you know, it happens to all of us, but you just distort and something becomes something else and you're just not able to see the intention. But yeah, it's to teach us also that we have to invest our energy where it grows, but where it grows is very hard to find, you know, but there is like a percentage of where it grows in our life, and we have to unplug from this addictive engagement, right? Addictive behavior or reactive action, reaction, and then to create from a place of silence and really listen to outside of all these suggestion and influence and stuff, like, you know.
Yeah, and you are right. Just feed myself more with love, with juice. And just whenever I see like this baby clothes, they're so cute. And I think, oh, it would be so nice, like, to have this little creature you can give to it. And then right away I realize, no, I need to do it for myself. Yeah, I had this moment in the store when I realized, oh, why don't I do it for myself instead of the baby? Yeah, and why do I need the baby? I have myself and I haven't given myself all I need yet. So why would I need another human being who knows how it's going to grow up and who it's going to become? And
the distraction is so tempting, you know. I have to fight that every day. I kind of, it's like a programming getting triggered, and it would be easier. It's easier to be distracted because the work is actually hard. And then, but when you're in distraction, you know, it's a, there's so much distraction. Distraction. This.
everywhere. Yeah, well good at least to have each other to remind.
Yes, yes. I'm happy you're back. Your signal was already stronger the last 24 hours with your post and things you could create. Well, you know, we haven't received a lot of Vedic astrology the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, but now I have a lot to share. You know, I have to hold myself because I don't want to overflood everyone with like pause. Take some pause from one post to the next. And also Facebook doesn't show your post if it's like 5 in one day. Yeah, it just shows one.
Yeah, what's up with that? I just noticed that.
Yeah, and I see on the first a lot of people react, and the last hardly anyone.
Yeah, I noticed that it was hiding some of my posts when I made several posts the same day.
Mm-hmm. So even that, you cannot rely on openness, transparency of how it works, which is already everybody knows that, but I feel surprised every time.
Repeat, we have to kind of insist, repeat, be consistent, be visible, repeat.
And you see, I've been absent for 2 weeks and already I had a lot of interferences trying to come back because I posted this event, the time was wrong, then I deleted it. I posted new event, now the link is wrong because in my Zoom, there is totally different link. And I wonder, how did I get that link? I don't have that class created with that link. Where did I copy it from? I copied it from my Zoom on my phone. And now I have to delete that event again because I cannot edit it anymore. Yeah. But you see already like all this job like gets kind of like how you like do it to piece of paper, you know, like that. you have to redo it many times and still.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it happens to me too, you know. Some days are better than others, you know. Some days it goes well, and then some other days there was a little resistance.
Mm-hmm. And I see that some forces were really happy I was gone for a while because now I want to come back and it's very difficult again. Even like right now, I logged into Zoom. Normally it logged in automatically. Now it asked me my email I had to type, my password. Yes. I had to search the password. It was almost time to start. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, all these things. Yeah, but yeah, good to have you here who can understand such things. Yeah.
Yes, definitely better to be two at the party and to have each other. Yeah, because if not, it would be more difficult, right? It kind of make us like we don't feel so inadequate anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, because we're kind of validating each other into the non-inversion.
So yeah, thank you for that.
Well, thank you for being back. And I felt like I haven't done a lot of yoga.
I wanted to ask you, were you missing it?
I've been missing it, but they can't understand because you're far beyond the 3D, and they might feel inadequate. They don't get it, or you know, and even you know, in the world there are not many people who, you know, recognize or can value, you know, you meet some people, but you know, we have met hundreds and thousands of people and only a few ones really stands out of the, you know, and only a few ones you were able to engage beyond, you know, the 3D aspect and this resistance and, you know, kind of find a nice flow. Yeah, it's disappointing, but we have to grieve that, you know, they cannot go beyond their programming and not beyond their 3D aspects. So they cannot join you where you are, right?